Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How in the world do you compromise in your relationship? And none of this, by the way, is black and white. Everyone's relationship is going to look a little bit different. But yes, we all understand that A, if you're in a relationship, then there's going to have to come compromises, right? But with this thing that they are fighting about, like, where is the compromise? If this was your relationship and you and your partner are coming at this, you know, from both sides, how would you actually get both of your needs met in this situation? It's a brand new Ask My Mom. It's up on today's show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? We are back for this week's edition of Certified Mama's Boy. Happy to be here with you. Thank you for hitting play. And, you know, again, two million podcasts. And you chose us to spend your time with. So thank you for doing that. Really appreciate it. If you're new, we're a podcast based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Do you think that old women still check out men? Like, I'm going to consider you like an older woman yourself, of ripe old age of 71. Does that ever stop? I had a weird thought go through my head today, because I would assume at some age, especially with women, there wouldn't be much checking men out kind of thing, right? Today in the gym, I was like, man, because I'm a little heavier right now, and so my pants are fitting a little bit tighter, and I'm like, man, these pants are like, they're already kind of tight, right? But now it's like pushing. I mean, things are like, we're stretching now, right? So we're really getting like, I was like, I don't think I should be wearing these pants right now. And as I'm walking back from the gym, and keep in mind, I live in like an old person complex, basically. Like, everyone here is like 80 plus, and ain't nobody under the age of 60 in this building. Like,
I'm young in your complex.
Yeah, you're like the next youngest person here. So I as I'm walking back from the gym twice, I walked past two different older women, and both of them like looked right at my crotch, and I'm like, that seems like inappropriate. It seems like once you're like a certain age. Flattering, but and then I'm like, well, maybe that never ends, you know, like maybe you don't ever get to a point where like you're stop checking out the opposite sex.
So and like, you didn't have on zip up pants, so your fly wasn't open.
No, it's just like gym pants, right? But they were tight. I even noticed. I'm like, damn, like I gotta like not wear these right now. This is like a little too tight right now. And I'm like, I know, like, for example, you just got back from like a women's get together thing, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
And
women who whine.
Like, do y'all, when you're in your 70s, like, are y'all gawking over or like talking about like, hey, I saw this guy? Cause I'm thinking like my age, right? Like my age, 40-year-old men, like if we're together, we may mention, maybe be like, hey, like, you know, there's this woman and she was hot and she had this outfit on and, you know, you can see this, you can see that. Like, okay, fine, normal. I just don't know like what age that ends, if ever. Like, do women in their 70s, you think, still check out men in their, and maybe I was overreacting. Maybe I was just overshot my expectation of what was happening in that.
Did you have something on your leg or something and they were looking at that?
No, but I'm telling you, like, they were just tight pants. Like, they were just tight pants.
I got
you. Do you think women in their 70s still check out guys? Like, where,
yes.
What about, okay. And why do you say that? Are you checking out guys?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. And my friends do too. And I don't think that does end because of all the statistics of people in nursing homes that hook up.
Like, hooking up is one thing. But like, y'all, like, this is like my mom's age. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah, it's,
I don't
nice
know.
It's just to look at an attractive man.
It just felt like
Yeah.
Violating. And so I just didn't know if that really ever, maybe it just never ends. Maybe just until the day we die, we just are always checking out the opposite sex. But this is weird when it's like, you're somebody's grandmother, ma'am. And this, you keep your eyes up here. Okay. Eyes up here as we walk down
are
the
you
hallway.
My grandma? You should say.
Yeah, right. I should, but you should meet my mother next time she's here because y'all are the same age. And this is highly inappropriate at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Back from Jamaica for the foreseeable future, by the way. We are back and we are doing the show and I have nothing, literally nothing planned where I'll be out of town for the next couple of months. So that's, I think the next thing I've got on my calendar is Jess's wedding. So that'll be in May. But hopefully we're here giving you consistent, superb content like we just did right there. The stuff that people want to know about. And we're providing you with that.
Things that really matter in
the
life.
The real important stuff is what we're covering, exactly. Covering here. Yes, Jamaica was great. It was, it was fast. Like it was, I hope you know, like when you see these influencers, I don't consider myself an influencer. I think that's just not really what I do. And I realize I influence purchases, but when we say the word influencer, the first thing you think about is like a 20-year-old. And there were a bunch of people there that were influencers, right? Like cute girls by the pool, taking their pictures and everything, right? Like I just, I'm 40. I actually talked about that on the trip because I'm like, I just can't do that anymore. Like it's just weird for me to like just randomly take a picture with, you know, whatever. And I don't know, just I don't know if I'm just not in this like the right headspace anymore for it or what, but I feel silly when I'm just taking some pictures like that. But I need you to know when you see these influencers on social media, please know that's exhausting. Like that's exhausting. Like they are working hard for their free trips. Okay. Like we didn't stop. Like it was, you know, we woke up, we did the show, and then there's typically some event, you know, or some activity you have to go to in the afternoon if you wanted to. And then you get like maybe an hour or two downtown. Then there was some like cocktail or something you had to go to. And then there's a dinner you had to go to. And like, it was busy. I mean, we were working. So I know it looked like we were on like a fun, and it was very fun. Don't get me wrong. It was fun and I had a good time and glad I went. I mean, I know you're sitting here like, well, you know, that's an easy job. And it's not a hard job.
That's a rough day's work.
Yeah. But I will tell you like, it is work, especially for Jess, like watching Jess do it, man. Cause she's like way more social media than I am. Right.
Uh-huh.
Like she didn't stop from like sun up to sun down. Like she was just like producing some level of content. Like I at least took the afternoon off because I told myself like I just can't do this all day every day. So but it was it was a lot of work. So I'll tell you the bedroom sharing situation got even weirder than we imagined it was going to in the first place. So you know, I told you that Dan and I were going to go, and in case you haven't been here in a while, so I went to Jamaica for 5 days, paid for an extra day because I just wanted to get down there and just have like just some time, you know, because I knew that once everybody got there, it was going to be kind of chaotic. Get time with Dan and like just time to like kind of relax and chill, you know. So we were there for 5 days and a couple things to talk about. We'll start with the bedroom situation because y'all know, if you've been listening, that Dan and I shared a bedroom because it's expensive. Like, you know, these Sandals resorts aren't cheap and they're all inclusive and they're worth it. Trust me. Like they're, and I'm not just saying that because obviously they're not paying me to talk about it highly on this thing, but I can totally understand why people go to those kind of resorts now. Like I used to think all inclusives were kind of cheesy. I take that back now. After doing a lot of international travel, all inclusive resorts are really easy, especially if you're going international, because they just do all the work for you. Like we just had to show up basically and everything was there, right? Like you don't have to worry about transportation, how to get there, food, you know, currency exchanges. You know, Dan and I are always fighting some type of weird international things. We're trying to save money. We're staying out some, you know, off the beach and off a resort and everything else. But it was a beautiful resort. It really was. I do recommend it. If you're thinking about taking an international trip, especially, it was so easy. The service was great. The food was great. It was great. It was great. But I mean, it's expensive, right? So it's like, you know, every bedroom, I forget how much it is, but it's a lot of money. So we decided we were going to share a room because they comped our room for most of the trip. We just pay for one extra night. So we told you though, obviously that we were going to have to share a bed. And honestly, the sharing the bed wasn't the worst part. It was kind of weird, especially the first night, because you're like, all right, well, you know, I get on one side of the bed, you get on the other. And we kind of roll back to back. We're kind of like gripping the sides of the beds, you know, just so we don't we don't get anywhere
don't
near each other.
Don't dare touch me. Don't touch
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Well, we said, too, it's like, can you imagine if you woke up and you were cuddling the other one? Like, your friendship's over. Like, you can never be friends after that. Like, there's no way to recover from that. So we understood going into this that it was going to be, you know, it's risky. It's risky when you share a bed with another man. Y'all, it wasn't the worst part. The worst part, and y'all, like, what are the odds? What are the odds of this? The shower was like one of those glass, full glass showers that's in the middle of the bedroom.
Like
if you're anywhere in the bedroom, you can see directly into the shower. The shower is basically like this, like the forefront of or the center attraction in the room, and it's fully glass, right? So, and again, if you're there with a partner, but like even if you're there with a partner, like can I just get a second? Like can I just like can I just wash my butt in private, you know, or whatever?
Not like that.
So the worst part was we literally, so imagine it, like there's like the whole room, it's a big room, and in there, there's a glass shower that's right in the middle of the room. Now what makes it worse is we were there with a bunch of different, I think there were like 15 different radio shows that were there. Nobody else had a shower like this. Like for some reason we couldn't find one other group that had a shower. Like we just, I don't know if we got like the super romantic honeymoon suite or what. But everyone's like, it's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, a shower's like, it's like awkward because like our shower's like in the middle of the room. And they're like, no, all, our showers are not, like they're hidden away.
Oh, jeez.
And we're like, what? Like, why is? So we would literally have to like take shifts. We called it shifts. So I'd be like, all right, I gotta take a shower. It's like, all right. He'd have to like walk out on the balcony and go sit out there for a while. And then... then I take a shower, then I get out, and then I go sit on the balcony. I put my clothes on, then I go sit on the balcony. He'd shower. So it came with its with its inconveniences, I would say.
Yes.
Great if you're a couple, right? Romantic, sweet. Love it, you know? Mm-hmm. If you're staying there with your best dude friend, it definitely presented some issues. But other than that, man, honestly, the trip was great. I'll tell you, like, you want to hear a Stephen Yancey, his life is good, but never easy. So,
sure.
Yeah, this is, because, you know, again, like, you're like, a paid for vacation, like, that's great. It's awesome. But, you know, I'm also dealing with all this concussion stuff, which for some reason is so bad today. My eyes are killing me today. My dizziness is so bad after the trip. I don't know what, like, I just, I'm like off right now. So I knew for a fact that the resort was going to be about a 90-minute to 2-hour drive from the airport. And to make it even more, Stephen Yancey's life is good but never easy. They have a new airport, by the way, that's opening up in February that's like 10 minutes from the resort in February. Okay. Like weeks from
so
now,
close.
Right? Weeks from now. So if you're thinking about going to Sandals Duns River, it's going to be way easier for you because you'll be able to fly in and literally like a 10 minute car ride and you'll be there. It'll be great.
Wow.
Right. But for now, that airport doesn't exist. So I knew there was going to be like a max 2-hour car ride over there. And if you know anything about this concussion that we've been talking about right now, the trickiest part for me is car rides, right? Any kind of motion, but car rides are really tricky for me. So I'm like, all right, well, I can probably do like an hour and a half. Like that's about my max that I've gone so far without really having issues. Mm-hmm. But so I kind of mentally prepared myself for this. Y'all, what are the odds that on our trip over there, all of a sudden, like traffic started to slow down. We found out there was a car that had flipped about maybe 5 minutes before we had gotten to that spot. A car was racing or trying to get around somebody, hit another car. And they probably passed away because honestly, it was really bad car wreck. But that now, you know, in most metropolitan areas, big cities, wouldn't be a problem because you could just either go around it or they'd be able to get the car out of there fast or whatever. And traffic would move along. There'd be another route you could take, you know, to get there. Y'all, we're in the middle of Jamaica. That's not how Jamaica works. You can't just go the other highway. There's one road. Like there's the road, right?
Oh no. One way in, one way out.
Yeah. if the road
is closed,
the road is closed. Like, what are you going to do? Right. So there's only one other option, which is to take the windiest, bumpiest road, like through the mountains of Jamaica. And if I already am like getting car sick, y'all, this literally just imagine it. I'm sitting here like so dizzy. 3 hours and 15 minutes it took.
Oh, gosh.
Of like the windiest, bumpiest road ever.
Oh, that's terrible.
Again, not Sandal's fault. Like, what are you going to do? Like, there's nothing you can literally do to like to fix it at all. So,
yeah.
Again, my life is good. It's just never easy. So other than that, though, it was great. Saw some radio friends and we had a good time. There's a couple things that I know that we need to catch up on because we have been away now for a couple of weeks, which I genuinely miss doing the show. I really have.
Me too.
I already feel like there's like a misbalance because we've cut down to 2 days a week. But then when we have a week with like no shows, it feels weird,
like,
right?
It seems like we haven't been here forever.
Forever. It literally feels like forever.
And I couldn't decide if I missed you or missed the podcast. But I guess it's a combination.
Yeah, it could be both. I think both can be true.
Yeah.
So first things first is if you were not – this is actually – maybe I'll say this for more Mama's Boy. I'll save it for more Mama's Boy, actually. Another story, though, that we need to catch up on is – oh, my God. Wait, there are two stories we need to catch up on that you guys were asking me about. Oh. Nancy Yancey is not a master mechanic, and we need to just write that down as things. My mom's great at a lot of things. We need to know that my mom is not going to be the person to go to when there are car issues, okay? So if you were here maybe, I don't know, a month ago now or something, I told you that my check engine light came on. And my mom, you were so sure. You were literally so sure.
I mean,
sure.
It worked for me. It worked for your sister.
Like,
it didn't
my mom,
work for you.
What were you so? And I'm pretty sure this is on Certified Mama's Boy. I'm pretty sure we talked about it over here.
We do.
And what, mom? What was it that you were so sure about would be the fix to my check engine light?
To be sure that your gas cap is tight.
Yeah, my mom said literally, if you just go and tighten your gas cap, all will be well.
Your engine will just soar.
Yeah. Like, and said it with such confidence that, like, how could I doubt her? Like, that's my mother, right? Like, she knows, she obviously said
she
it with such
everything.
She said it with such passion. How could I be wrong, right? So, the light did not go off, by the way, when I closed the gas cap, right? So, and now, how many of you are like this, though, where that, like, the check engine light, sometimes it seems like it's a, optional thing, like it's a small request, like, hey, if you could just, you know, at your earliest convenience, just take a look at me,
check me out,
just check me out, see what's going on over here, if you would, you know, no rush, but if you would, just when you get to it, no problem. Now, I had, after I tried the gas cap fake thing my mom told me to do, I did go to like an AutoZone or whatever, Advanced Auto Parts, because my boss told me that if you could go there, they can check the code and it can tell you like what's wrong with the car. Okay.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, went to Advanced Auto Parts or whatever, and they checked the code. And apparently my thermostat, there was something wrong. And I know nothing about cars. So my thermostat was messed up. And so I'm like trying to figure out like how big of a problem is that really? Because y'all know, like, I'm running from doctor's appointment to doctor's appointment, therapy to this to that. Blah, blah, blah. The last thing I wanted to do was to deal with that. You know, it's one of those things that, like, if this is not going to explode, then I prefer just to put this on the back burner.
And I don't smell anything burning.
I don't smell any. Yeah, I smell.
That's what I always do. The old
nothing's burning.
Sniff test.
My car is moving, and it's moving great, and like we're good.
No
okay,
strange
so I,
noises.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Thermostat doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal, right? Yeah. I'm looking it up. It's like, yeah, your car may not operate quite right, but it's going to be fine, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I think that really, when they say, okay, cool, it's more of like probably within a week or two, you should probably go ahead. It's not like you have to like stop the car, but like, you know, within a reasonable time period, you jerk. So I didn't do it for like a long time. And I don't remember how long that was. Was it a month, 6 weeks? I mean, it was a long time. And I was just like, I don't have time to worry about this. So that's it. So here
Part
it
of
is.
That it's time my, you weren't driving though.
Well, I was gone. And so it was right before holiday break. I just didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to deal. I just didn't want to deal with it, you know?
Got it.
So now here it is. It's a day after Jamaica. Now that transition was extremely challenging because like everybody that lives on the East Coast, now West Coast people, go ahead and laugh it up. Enjoy your moment and have it. It was a rough week last week. Last week was like a shit week for us. No matter where you lived on the East Coast, you were getting hit with a nasty winter storm, right? Mm-hmm. So luckily I missed the first snowstorm, but I came home right before the second one. And it's been like, I don't know, in teens or 20s every single day. Mm-hmm. So here I am, and I'm driving to eye therapy on Thursday. And as I am heading down the road at like, I don't know, 80 miles an hour, the car starts to feel like it's like pulling a little bit, like, I'm like, that's not good. So about 5 minutes before I get to eye therapy, all of a sudden the check engine light, which was solid before, starts blinking. So now no longer is it like just a, hey,
check me out when you can.
Yeah. Now it's like, yo,
we're in trouble.
Listen, asshole, you literally had like 2 months to look at this, and you literally didn't do it. Like, you could have found time somewhere in your schedule, but you chose not to. So now you got to deal with the consequences. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like 30 minutes away from home, and I pull into eye therapy, and I'm like, well, you know what? Like, maybe you ever do this with like your car where you're like, maybe I'll just like turn it off. When I turn it back on, it'll all be fixed, you know?
Like rebooting your computer.
Yeah. Maybe this will all, maybe this will all go away, you know? And so it didn't, by the way. It did not go away. And now it's like, my car's like, again, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I'm like, well, let me pull into another advanced or whatever it was. And let me check the code now. This feels completely different. Now I'm getting like 4 different codes. You know, it's like ding, 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 ding. Everything's wrong with the car. Y'all, I call a mechanic. I'm like, hey, here are all the codes. And they're like, yeah, I wouldn't drive that car. Now, I'm already having like a hell of a day. I've done the morning show. It's cold. I'm tired. I just want to get home. He's like, I would have that car towed up here. And I'm like,
oh boy,
I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, I'm going to risk my engine. This is how tired I was and like over it I was already for the day. I'm like, I'm going to risk my engine exploding just so I don't have to call to have my car towed. So,
honey,
y'all, literally,
in the world,
by the grace of God, I somehow was able to get up to this auto body, or not auto body, but what do you call it? I'm so bad with cars. Mechanic, I guess, a mechanics store. Mechanic, what do you call it? Mechanic store, mechanics shop,
an auto shop, an auto repair shop.
Yeah, $735 later. We replaced like 6 things in the engine, and we're good to go. But I will warn you, because I don't want is any of you walking away saying, well, I heard on that podcast that if my check engine light comes on, I can just tighten my gas cap and I'll be fine. That is not the case.
But if that does work for anyone, please let us know.
please don't.
It'll give me great satisfaction to hear from you.
Don't put your please don't put your life on the line for anything you actually hear on Certified Mama's Boy. Just don't.
This is true.
Always double check our
facts
over here.
Check out everything you hear here.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Okay, let's do our quote for today, Ma, or this week, I guess I should say.
Okay, it's from Herman Hesse. Some of us think holding on makes us strong, but sometimes it is letting go. We hang on to things, like whether it's a relationship, a job, whatever, and we keep hoping against hope that things will be different, that things will work out, just like your check engine light. You know, if I just leave it alone, maybe it will just go away.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That doesn't always happen. And sometimes in life. You just have to let it go. I feel like I want to break into that Frozen song. Let it go.
Go ahead.
Let it go.
Yeah, that's fine. Pretty sure we're going to hit with that copyright infringement. But
that's actually what that song's about.
Well, yeah.
She finally let go of being what she thought everyone wanted her to be and became herself. Right?
Right.
So sometimes you just have to let go.
Yeah. It's like the hardest thing in the world. I think now, one thing I was talking to these this girl on the Jamaica trip, and she is, maybe a year out of divorce, and, you know, Dan is divorced, and so I'm divorced. And we're just talking about it. All of our divorce experiences were a little bit different. And I was kind of sharing how there's nothing more that I wanted at the time than to like make it work, you know? But I can't even imagine what would have happened. You know, everyone's like, oh, you need to stay. You need to like work through it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, by the way. Like, yes, we should have fought probably a little bit harder than we did for our marriage, but we didn't. And I mean, we didn't go to therapy. If you remember this, the divorce story has been so long since we've talked about it. You know, I basically gave my ex-wife an ultimatum where I was like, either we go to therapy or I got to be done because things are getting so out of control. And she basically like, well, let me think about it. And then she basically decided that she just wanted to get divorced instead of go to therapy, which I think is crazy. I think you should absolutely work on any marriage to see if there is like a fighting chance for you guys. I've heard a lot of awesome stories too of people that were, you know, in the weeds with their marriage or their relationship. They went to therapy and they were able to get out of it. And they've been, you know, even happier ever since then. Now, I can't imagine though what my life would have been like if I didn't eventually she was the one eventually, I don't want to get married. And I just had to like let her go. I mean, literally, I just had to be like, okay. At that point, I just had to say like, no, like I can't sit here and try to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with me. Like, that's crazy, you know? Mm. And it was hard. It's hard to like accept that that's your reality, you know, because we've demonized, and I think it's getting better, but we've demonized divorce so much.
Right.
Oh my God, you're so terrible. But like, Mom, what do you think my life would have been like if I stayed?
Oh, I think it would have been terrible.
Terrible. I don't know, terrible is the right word.
I
geez,
honestly.
All right. Let's go
honestly,
for it then.
I honestly do, because the two of you had grown so far apart and you were so different. And it was clear that you weren't going to meet each other's needs. You wanted different things in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think you would have had to fake it, which is what you did for a while.
I couldn't even tell you where we'd be right now.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there contemplating, and listen, a lot of y'all reach out about divorce, and that's fine. We can talk about all you want. But I understand there's like a point where you're like, I don't want to give up on this person, or I don't want to give up on our marriage. And if you have kids, it's even more tricky. Obviously, with her and I, it was just kind of like, well, it is what it is. But it's hard. Like, it's hard to let some of these situations go, right?
It is.
But
it's very hard.
If I kept trying to fight for her or fight for us or whatever, like, my life, I think, only would have gotten exponentially worse.
Yes, I agree.
Now, some of y'all, listen, I'm not going to sit here and fight with y'all that want to say, you got to stay with somebody forever, right? That's great. Mm-hmm. And that works for you. That's awesome. I just can't imagine what my life would have been like if I would have done that. Like, if I would have said, like, this is what I'm going to stick with. Mm-hmm. I think my life would have been in a really, really, really bad place at this point.
Yeah. I also don't believe that there is one perfect person for you. I think there are multitudes of people.
Well, don't tell me that.
For you.
Don't tell me that. It only makes it more complicated.
Well, it is complicated, but I do think that you can be happy with more than one person. I definitely do.
Well, I also think you can be unhappy with multiple people.
So. That's true. That's true
also the
too.
Problem. You know, I was talking to this other girl, and she was a little younger than me. And somehow relationships have come up. And she's dating a guy now, and she, I think maybe I'd asked the question, like, well, why haven't you gotten married yet? Or I don't remember how it came up now, but I just remember this was so, like, this was like such a, oh my God, somebody else understands this. She was like, do you ever worry that the person who's right for you today, like, won't be right for you in 5 years or 10 years? I'm like, it's like my biggest fear in the whole entire world. And I've never, ever, ever heard anyone else utter that ever. Whoa. I finally feel seen. That yes, it's only thing that keeps me up at night anymore when it comes to relationships is like, what if in 5 years this is not it anymore? It's terrible. I mean, divorce does that to you, right? Anyway, we're getting way off track here. Point is, I know that sometimes these things seem scary to let go. I understand that. But I think sometimes you got to wonder what can happen if you don't? Mm-hmm. If you stay in that job that you've been miserable at and it's only getting worse, like, what if you don't? I've been here for 15 years. I've got a pension. I don't think I have pensions anymore, but you know, I've worked so hard to be the manager or wherever. I can't walk out of this. Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can. And I know it's hard, but sometimes like letting go is even the, yeah. Good quote, Mom. Look at Nancy Yancey over here, y'all.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So Thursday show, we will discuss a couple of different things. The only thing that's on my agenda right now, though, obviously, is this whole laptop situation. we have a conclusion to the laptop story. But I'll tell you this, and I'll give you a little teaser. I don't think that a new laptop is actually going to fix most of our issues. Because of what just happened today, trying to record today's episode of Sort of My Mama's Boy. Basically, if you don't listen to our More Mama's Boy podcast, we have a separate show that's a fan-supported Thursday show. And the reason we do a fan-supported show is because y'all, like, the show's got to pay for itself somehow. We got rid of a lot of commercials, so we didn't have to do 5 days a week anymore. But we still got bills we got to pay with it. So what do we do is, for anyone that becomes a certified fan, we actually we give you a whole separate show. So you get a Thursday show of Certified Mama's Boy. It's called More Mama's Boy. And over there we had a discussion about how my mom needs a new laptop to continue the show, but who should end up paying for it, right? Like, and you can go ahead and make your mind up if you weren't here for that Thursday edition show. Basically, who is responsible for buying a new laptop then? I mean, my mom, obviously, it's her computer. And my argument was, everyone needs a computer that works. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, you get, it's not just like you're, this is the only thing you use a computer for is a podcast. Like, everyone, like Odyssey expects me to have a laptop at home to be able to work on stuff, right? Like, Odyssey expects me to have a cell phone that I pay for, because everyone's just expected to have these certain things. So my argument was, I don't think I should have to buy a new laptop for my mom, because it's, as an adult, you're supposed to just have a laptop. And your argument is,
you may need to pay for part of my cell phone too. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, I can say that's off the table
for
sure.
Quotes and yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'll add to the list. But Mom, obviously we won't give a conclusion yet, but like, what was your argument of who actually should pay for the laptop?
Well, I thought it should be Certified Mama's Boy, because, you know, that's what I use the computer for mostly now. I use my phone for most everything else since I'm retired. And, you know, I think it's the cost of doing business.
Yeah. She said that we Because honestly, that money's coming out of certified fans. I mean, that's when y'all wonder your monthly donation goes to. I mean, it's for stuff like this. Like when all of a sudden that's a new laptop up, apparently that's what we got to use it for. We're over here on the verge of bankruptcy, and she's asking for a new computer. I should buy a new computer for her out of the business money. I'm like, whoa. Like, no, like as an adult, you got to have a working computer. Like, for example, if Odyssey, that's my parent company for the radio show, if they didn't buy, like, I can't be like, well, I got to have a car to get to work. So can you buy me a car? Like, no, because you're just expected to have it. You're expected to have a laptop to be able to check your stuff at home. And so, anyway, we have a conclusion to the laptop story, and we'll give that to you on Thursday's show. So hopefully you'll consider being a supporter of Certified Mama's Boy again. Like, this podcast is fan supported now. I told y'all last month we made $56 off ads. $56. That doesn't even pay for the software it takes to record with each other. So if you want to support our show, would love that. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, and we'll give you a whole nother episode of Certified Mama's Boy on Thursdays as well, called More Mama's Boy. And thank you to all of our certified fans, by the way. Thank you so much for your continued support. Now, some of y'all have been with us for damn near 3 years now, almost 4 years. God, it'd be 4 years next month.
Six weeks.
Well, about 2 months from now, yeah, it'll be 4 years of Certified Mama's Boy, which is,
my goodness gracious.
I would argue one of the longest running and most, I'm not saying best, I'm just saying longest running podcast, most episodic might be the right word. Mm. Also, I saw a study a couple of weeks ago now, and it was like, if you have 50 downloads a week, you're in like the top 10 percentile of podcast.
Wow.
So like we have more than 50. Shocker, I know. Surprises me some days. But we're like, because of you, Certified Mama's Boy stays in like the top 2 percentile of downloads, which is like crazy. So thank you so much. If you're listening, if you're a paid supporter, or you just keep pressing play, because honestly, we need both to continue to produce this show. So again, that's our little way of saying thanks. If you want to join us, if you got a few bucks a month, we'd love to give you a whole extra episode. You could just text fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Go in the show notes of this podcast. You can join there, or certifiedmamasboy.com. Okay, so on what's happening with the triplets? I feel like we haven't said anything about the triplets in a minute.
And we will.
You haven't seen them, though, in a couple of weeks.
No, not since Christmas.
So my mom, in case you're new to our podcast, my sister gave birth to triplets on the 20th. So they're a little over a month now. Right. And it's obviously pretty interesting, because I feel like a lot of people I don't know anybody else with triplets, you know? So I always think it's kind of interesting to hear the stories of like what's, you know, progressing with life with triplets. So what is the latest? Where are we with the babies?
Well, they're still in the NICU. They are gaining weight. They, you know, they were 3.5, 3.7, and 4 pounds at birth. Yeah. Now they're all over 5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Rollins, our sweet, precious girl, is still the biggest. Mm-hmm. She's going to be the big sister. They're all starting to take the bottle some and breastfeed, but they're not taking enough yet to meet their benchmark, whatever that is. So, you know, we're hoping that perhaps Rollins will be able to come home by the end of the week.
Oh, that's good.
But we don't know that for sure. Maggie said there are 10 different doctors that rotate in the NICU that, you know, are keeping an eye on these babies. And they had a stomach virus last week, and that set them back a few days because Rollins had a stomach virus. The boys didn't. But that took her back a little bit. She wasn't eating as well, of course. She didn't feel well. But that's now cleared up, and she's getting back on track. And you know, Maggie spends most of her day there. Today she went in with John because they still have that ice storm there. It's been terrible to get around there. Mm-hmm. And so she went to work with him at 7, and I guess she'll be there until probably 6:30 tonight.
So, wait, how does that work? How does that work when one of the babies comes home, but the others are at the NICU?
Yeah, somebody's got to be in both places, obviously. So
that's so much.
I know.
This whole thing already gives me so much anxiety. Just like imagining how to like juggle all that. And this is like step one. I'm just one coming home. Like, how do you manage? How do you manage?
So one of us grandmas will be there at home, and Maggie can go to the NICU. And then when Maggie comes home, we can go to the NICU if we need to or want to. I mean, nobody really has to go there, but it is wonderful to be able to hold them and, you know, be close to them. They're so sweet.
My sister, Dramaggie, has a demented game that she likes to play called Guess the Baby. And she'll just like text us a picture. And I feel like it's almost like we're being judged. She's just like, guess the, or name the baby. Which one is this? You know? And I'm like, I don't know. They all kind of look the same.
You should know these babies.
Yeah. They all look, they almost look almost identical. I'm not very good at it. But that's what's happening in the Yancey group text right now is guess the baby, which I'm usually successful about 10% of the time, which one is which. Okay, well, did we forget anything? Did we forget any other stories we need to tell today? I feel like we have been in for so long. I think that pretty much covers all of our bases. Today's kind of like a kind of a catch-up episode of just things that have been happening. All right, well then let's go ahead and do our Ask My Mom then for the week, shall we? This is an advice segment that we do on Tuesdays. I should just say on Tuesdays, because we don't do it on Thursday anymore. If you ever have a dilemma that you're going through and you want some motherly advice, my mom's been giving good advice minus car issues for a long time now. And so if you ever going through a dilemma, I always feel like it's good, and I do this with a radio show all the time, is like, and people say this, like to hear their dilemma from the outside point of view is always kind of cool, because it kind of takes you out of your own shit, if you will, you know? So to go back and listen to these, it's kind of like maybe gives you a different perspective. So if you ever find yourself in a dilemma, email the show, and you can do that by going to certifiedmamasboy.com. Tell us what's happening, and then my mom will give you her best motherly advice, and we'll hop in with our two cents as well. So what you got for today, Mom?
Dear Mama Nancy, I've listened to your podcast for years. Thank you for that. And thought I would be a part of the Ask My Mom segment for once. My husband and I are a young couple, both 25 years old, and don't have any kids yet. We saved a good amount of money so we could do something nice before we have kids. We are now arguing over what that is. I want to take all the money and go to Italy for 2 weeks and have a great experience. He wants to take the money and spend it on a new truck. It's true that his truck is 9 years old and has been giving him problems, but he has his heart set on a 2024 brand new one that just seems unnecessary. What do you guys think we should do? Have a great experience? Or buy something that we will get, that he will get to use.
Lord, I want nothing to do with this one.
Well, that's a challenging one, you know.
This sounds like y'all's problem. Y'all got to figure out.
I know. Obviously, you were saving money, but without a plan. You were just saving money to spend it once it reached a certain amount, I guess. Is there a way to compromise and go have a less expensive vacation and maybe get a less expensive truck and do both? I mean, that seems to me to be the perfect solution. But, you know, that's a challenge. Like your brother, Brian, will always say, I would rather have an experience than anything material, you know, which is why he's traveled all over the world.
Right.
So some people really do. They would much rather, in this case, he wants a truck, she wants an experience. So, you know, I would try to do both and compromise and just scale back. Maybe he gets a 2023 low mileage truck, and maybe you don't go to Europe. You stay somewhere in the States and do something fun. Maybe you go to Jamaica to sandals.
Shout out Jamaica.
I mean, yeah, that's what I would try to do.
man, if he's smart, just give her the experience, right? Like,
and keep driving his 9-year-old truck that's breaking down.
Well, here's what I'm saying: like, if we're emailing Certified Mama's Boy, this is obviously like we've like extended our options. I think I don't think there's a good way out of this at this point, unfortunately. I mean, damn it, man. This is the kind of stuff that like racks my brain when it comes to relationships, you know, like
It's always a compromise though.
I've been so single for so long that I don't even know what to say about this, because my answer is you just do whatever you want, right? Like if you want to go on experience, right, then you say, F it, we're going on this experience, and you've got to get a different truck, right? But I realize in a relationship, that's not really how it, I mean, some of y'all's relationships go that way, but it's not how it should go. So then the compromise is what? Like they go to like, instead of going to Italy, they go to Mobile, Alabama, and they go to
Jamaica.
2018. I mean, Jamaica's, it's still pricey.
They
you know what I mean?
To an all-inclusive something, or I don't know where they go. I'm just saying maybe they split like, up the money somehow.
What do you, I mean, you dad, I'm sure, have run into this situation before where it's like there's only so much money.
Yeah.
And if you both want something that's different than the other,
yeah,
like what do you do? Or
we compromise. And sometimes I lose. Sometimes he loses. But yeah, we have to agree.
I don't know. Do you have to compromise, honestly?
Well, I mean, if you want to stay in a relationship.
I for those that have separate finances, like I get it. Because I think that like this is the kind of stuff you run into. Mm-hmm. So now you're trying to tell me because she's married, she's not allowed to go to Italy anymore? Like something maybe she's always dreamed of doing? Like that sucks. Or are you trying to tell me that just because he's married now he can't get – and maybe the answer is yes. Uh-huh. But now that he's married, he can't get a 2024 truck that he's had his eye on that maybe he's wanted his whole life, and maybe he's been working really hard to get that one truck.
That's right.
You know? Does that make sense?
It'd be different if they had a goal, if she said – or they said, okay, and we're going to save up for a trip to Italy. Period, the end. Or, okay, we're going to save up for a new truck beforehand, right? But obviously there was no clear objective from the get-go. No upfront agreement, if you will. So, therefore, they're in this quandary now.
So for those of y'all that have been married for a while, what's the solution for you? If you've been in a spot like this before, 888-Kramer-8, 888-Kramer-8, 888-K-R-A-M-E-R, the number 8. Like, what would you do in the spot? Like, do you just give up your dreams of, like, getting the things you want? Do you have to do that when you're in a marriage? Or, like, I'm telling y'all, like, I've been single too damn long. Because I want to go to Europe. You know, like I want to go. If I want a new truck, I want a new truck. Mm-hmm. And like, that's that, you know? Anyway, call us in Texas. Like, what's the answer to this dilemma? And thank you, by the way, for those who participate in this. I take all your voicemails or text messages or Facebook comments on the Certified Fans page and send screenshot everything and send them over. So thank you for being a part of that. All right, yes. Mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I love your 2 cents on this before we get out of here. Like, at what point do you just have to, like, let things be? Like, I've been running all around town now for God knows how long, right? Like, for 4 months trying to, like, not be concussed anymore. Like, when do you finally just, like, hang up the towel and say, maybe this is just my life? Like, I got this eye pain. I'm still dizzy. But the amount of time and like money I'm putting into this is like getting crazy at this point. I don't know if you've ever found yourself with like a chronic issue, but
You ever want to reach out, you know where I'm at. You've got to me on the social media. You've got me on the text. You've got my email. Get in touch with me. Thank you again for being a part of the podcast today. Again, so many things you can listen to. We chose the podcast. Thanks for being here. And hopefully I'll see you on Thursday's show. If not, then we'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.